Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
All right. Summer Love. That was our bumper tune for this evening. Welcome to another edition of Productive News Weekly. My name is Daryl Clark. You're at the right place at the right time. Thank you for taking the time out to tune in with us this evening. For those of you who were or are on our text, mailing list, email, you know we're going to have a brief session this evening. A lot going on. We're going to have to squeeze into a short period of time. I have a very, very, very special dear guest. And those of you who are on that mail list knows who that is. So we're going to get right into it. We only have a few moments this evening, day after summer solstice. And that's why I really am just thrilled to have this special guest. So I've put this carrot out there long enough, right? So those of you who are not aware, Miss Eula Pasternak is with us again. And who better to, you know, join me on this special auspicious day than Miss Pasternak. As you who are my regular listeners know, she's well-versed on transition of seasons. And so we have a short program. I will just share with you personally. I have a guest coming in from out of town. My dear sister's coming in, and I just got a surprise, right? Well, that's a pleasant surprise. Yeah, she's actually rolling in here and very shortly. And, of course, I want to be there to greet her. But I'd be remiss if I didn't do something day after solstice. So numbers and cents, well, today is the 22nd of June. We enter the zodiac sign of Cancer, yours truly, next Thursday. It's my birth date. And so very numerous special things going on here. Summer solstice, we have a new moon or full moon coming up in the next week and a half. So a lot of energy. And with that said, we only have about 10 or 15 minutes. This is going to be the most rocking show you've probably participated on, because this is like concentrate. There was a game called Concentration. For those of you in the archives, you're going to love it. Miss Pasternak, are you in studio with me? I see you here.
Good evening. Hello.
Yay. Hello. Are you feeling the energy?
Absolutely.
Oh, it's great.
Buzzing,
it's great.
Bubbling, tingling, absolutely.
I notice, I'm of course, I'm on your mail list and your text list, and I know you're doing things with all this energy flowing in your center. So before we shut down this evening, I want you to share some of the things that you're doing, and folks maybe can join you virtually with regard to what's happening. But let's just get right into what's happening now. A lot of auspicious things happening, right? We're moving into a sort of a new era. Going to talk a little bit about this. We're going into summer solstice, and I know a number of our listeners are probably anticipating. Well, I know Daryl's going to say something about summer solstice because he's grounded, and which I like to take pleasure in believing I am to some significant degree. So let's talk about it, Eula.
Yeah, well, the longest day, the shortest night, at least on the northern hemisphere.
Mm-hmm.
It's our shamanic, astrological, galactic occasion to welcome that length of sunshine, of daylight, and a metaphor for our access to source, the fire element, the creative force of joy and passion and love. And I chuckled, of course you chose a bumper tune of Summer Love. This is official first day of summer, and let's welcome it with passion and joy and love, and make a commitment to have more of that in our lives, to share more of that, because out of that we create beauty and we create compassion and we create a better world for all of us. I mean, this is the time to appreciate nature and watch it blossom literally and figuratively, and and learn from that. I mean, yes, it takes time to, you know, plant seeds and have that pressure of soil to stimulate it to grow, and then poke through the dark soil and allow the sunshine to photosynthesize that beauty and power and desire to create new and fresh and nurturing and nourishing and all kinds of support for our human, divine human existence here, and make it count. Make it what we want it to be. Make it what we choose it to be, instead of apathy, instead of depression, instead of ignorance. As we all know, it's not bliss, but we can create that bliss.
And we have that choice.
Yes, absolutely. And summer is a great time. I enjoy most or many shamanic traditions considers sun as a young, as a male energy. And we just had Father's Day. And at least in my opinion, we don't have enough male holidays to celebrate men. So I consider Father's Day a day of Father Sky, and so is summer solstice, for the sun to be celebrated as divine masculine, as power comes here, brings it to earth, create form. We can have that wonderful body of ours and create that physical reality with our sight. Because quantum or solid, all a spectrum of choice. And allow this choice to be blissful and fun and beautiful and inspiring to others. So how was your solstice? How is your birthday preparation, your sister welcoming preparation?
Yeah. You know, just the energy itself.
Yes. Hmm? Yes, because we
Because I'm
collective.
Aware. And would you say, well, share with me and the listeners, would you say the awareness is a big part of being able to utilize what's available to us? I think that's kind of my, well, not kind of, it's my perspective, because I know if I weren't aware, I'm still going to reap the benefits. I don't know necessarily those who are not enlightened, let's say. They don't understand why. They just kind of have a little pep in their step, or maybe something, you know, coincidental from their perspective may have just happened that, you know, was kind of light and lively. Well, those are not coincidences. So I believe that in order to get the biggest benefit of this, and I'll say it again, auspicious time, is to be aware of it.
Each one of us chooses the intensity, the depth of how we want to live life, how we want to contribute to this realm.
Mm-hmm.
And everything is okay, because everything is a choice. The worst that we do is have opinions and judge each other and participate in tearing each other down or jealousies and pettiness. That's the least productive, you know, Productive News Weekly, least productive choice in this world to function. Yes, we need to destroy and build, but isn't it more fun to build with passion and purpose, to build with compassion and consideration and coordination of good minds and good souls and good bodies and good hearts?
You know, you said an energizing word. Building.
Uh-oh. Yay.
Building. I got a little jar in there, you know, a little spur, something just kind of rolled up my spine. And so I'm just sharing. This is a sharing moment. And so here's the homework, folks. When we leave this brief program this evening, that, and I'm hearing a couple things. And you know, Yula, it always happens. We always end up with a theme, right? Don't we?
I hope so. Yay.
Sharing and building. That, folks. Sharing, which is a positive energy, and I'm going to defer to my expert in the energy of humanity, and building. Aren't those two natural things that that we have as human beings, as a child, and when we're birthed, we're building gene by gene, cell by cell. So we're constantly evolving. So why not now, consciously, this weekend, this evening, just think about building. You know, I'm going to hand this back over to you. We have about 5 minutes. Do you ever remember building something? I can remember, and I didn't have a whole lot when I was a kid. I didn't have, like, blocks and the erector mm-hmm. set and all of that. But we were creative. You know, I'd get out back and find some dirt I can sit in and some rocks and stack them and see how far high I could stack them before they fell over. I mean, just the idea of building. But I do remember some relatives and friends who did have the blocks. And it was just putting one block on top of another. There was something, just a feeling that you got from that. How about you? Have you ever had that experience of just, if you can reflect back on a moment when you were building something?
Well, for me, building is creating something.
Mm-hmm,
whether
creating.
It's putting pieces together, or whether it's putting jewelry together, whether it's putting an outfit together. I mean, I build my beauty, but I also build my awareness from building blocks.
Ooh.
Everything has, like you mentioned, cells and tissues and organs and body parts and body systems. Everything has molecular structure as building blocks. Mm. Everything in the universe builds itself in an organized manner. And that's why we receive these building blocks in this realm as well. Whether it's a project, whether it's a thought, because we're inspired to create something, that those thoughts become plans, become action. And we build all the time. Creation, building, constructing. So here's to all the contractors out there who actually build physically. Thank you. You're so good at it. Especially now. Thank you, thank you, thank you. We don't thank men enough building this world. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Most homes are built by men. Thank you. That is shelter. That is safety. That is beauty in action. And then we can get to beautifying it and making it into a home. That is why we cooperate. That's why we support each other and maybe enjoy those bowls. That's why our bodies are a little different and our brains are a little different. Different wiring. Mm-hmm. This universe is electric. That's why it's male and female plus and minus. Let's make it flow better. Let's make it create more beautiful, fun, loving, passionate outcomes. So we lead by example and share that goodness. Share that beauty and inspire each other. Happy solstice, happy summer. Make that fire element passion.
Wow. I mean, talk about concentrated. I'm hoping that the listeners are just feeling this and embracing this energy. And apropos, the bumper tune, Summer Love. You know, it's nothing like getting a good start on whatever it is you're doing, project, new job, creating something, whatever it is, starting is so important. And folks, that's what we're doing now. We're getting a jump start on this.
Yes.
Go ahead. What did you say?
Attitude is a choice.
Attitude is a choice.
Let's choose that passionate, purposeful attitude of creating with beauty, creating with love, creating with joy. Everything gets prettier and gets done faster, and is usually better outcomes with that. So enjoy your sister visit. Enjoy your birthday if we don't talk before that. Enjoy summer. Late summer, listeners. Thank you so much for tuning in and being with us.
Thank you so much. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Well, of course, we'll be talking throughout the summer, but to be able to open it up with you, Yula, and the listeners here is truly a joy. So we've had a few themes. I picked up a couple more. The attitude, the purposeful attitude, I picked that up. And if, when you become sensitive, listeners, and I've learned a lot from, I learned a lot from so many of my listeners, but I learned a lot. I've learned a lot from Yula. Thank you, Yula, for so much you've shared and just selflessly shared with me over the many, many years and for our listeners. And I always pick up something, and it's not even your intent. It's just your nature. And I just want to say thank you for being you. What do you got going on? Anything for the summer and the solstice? Anything happening? Weekend you had a lot going on. Or it was 2 weeks ago. You did the mall piece, and
yay.
So we have about 2 minutes. How talk to us about what how that went, and then what you've got coming up. Because I want us to do something, you know, in the next couple of weeks. Because we said we would follow up from the last program, which I was hoping this would have been. But then sis comes, what you know, that's how family does. You just. They pop
very
up
calm.
On you.
Yes, but that's the joyful surprise for you to
joyful surprise.
And then,
so tell us about what you're doing, and we're gonna you know revisit what we had planned, which was to come back together and continue on that program we did 2 weeks ago, folks. If you didn't catch it, was that the 8th? I think it was June 8th. Oh, Yula and I, we were on fire. We were rolling, and Yula. So catch that. Go to the archive. Go to the archives, blogtalkradio.com/Renfert, and scroll back to June 8th, and you can hear the whole program with Yula, and you can see where we're going to pick up from in the next weeks ahead. So that's my spiel. Yula, it's yours to close us out with what's happening with you.
Yeah, well, you connect. Everyone can connect in spirit because we have an in-person event on Saturday evening at the Shamanic Temple to honor solstice. But enjoy all the beauty out there of connecting to sun, connecting to warmth in heart, in the weather, in the world, because that's what summer is about. Enjoy summer. And be that sunshine for yourself and others. I know, Daryl, you are that sunshine for many, this program and in life. Thank you so much.
I get the energy from those I serve. That's an original.
We all do. We all do. But thank you for the service.
And I just give love, and it comes back, you know, tenfold.
Yeah.
Thank you, Yula. Thank you, listeners. Go back and listen to this program. This is it's like a good movie. When you play it back, you always catch something. So you want to go back and listen to this particular program and tell someone about Productive News Weekly. Ula, oh, we care so much about you. Thank you. We love you. We appreciate what you're doing. Continue to bless the world with your love and your generosity. And the same to everyone else, because everyone has something to give. Everyone.
Yes.
That's what Ula was saying.
Everyone has a mission.
Everyone.
Yes.
God bless. Enjoy.
God bless. You too.
Until the next time. Until the
thank
next
you.
Time.
Bye.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. Bye-bye. close out on something really, 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 really positive here. Let's do love is the key. How about that? Well, let's close out on something like love is the key. And it truly is. So long.